I used to have these dreams, you know, that he was cheating on me. And I woke up and you know, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry you dreamt that, honey. I'm so sorry that in your dream I did that. He's wonderful, just very compassionate. He said, but I think you're mistaking me for someone who likes girls. I like motorcycles. I like things that are red and have wheels, you know? So I got in the habit, you know, like I just never have to worry about him, right? Just never have to worry about him. He just, if something turned his head, it's made of steel. You know, there's just, I don't ever have to worry about it. I said, I saw you looking at that girl. He said, what girl? I said, that one. He goes, I was looking at the Porsche. After a while, I finally figured it out, right? Then he came to this workshop. He's blown away by women. Oh my gosh, women are incredible. Women are amazing. You deal with all that and you're still the way that you are. You're amazing. He goes to work, he comes back. Honey, I can't believe how differently I see women now that I did your workshop. Jeff and I went to lunch, we were coming back from lunch and there was this tall young woman and we opened the door for her and she walked through and she was magnificent. She said, thank you, and she smiled at us, and she was just magnificent. I never would have noticed it before without your workshop. Just telling you this story, I can feel it. I can already feel it. My body turned to ice. I could hardly breathe. I was, and he looks at me and he's like, you know, okay, what happened? Did I hurt her feelings? Did I veto her? Did I, you know, like, oh God, what did I do? Right? This is clearly one of the faces you're not supposed to go for. And I'm like, and I go, cave woman attack. Cave woman attack. And he's like, oh, honey, no, I'll protect you. I promise, I'll protect, I won't, not her, I'll protect you. I promise, I'll protect you. And I'm thinking, okay, that's pretty good, but not quite it. And, but it was what I told him in the workshop, you know, just let her know, no, I'll protect you. And so he was doing it right, but it wasn't quite it. And so I'm like, what do I need? What do I need? So I go, most magnificent, most magnificent. Oh, bless him. He's like, oh, honey. You are the most magnificent woman that I've ever met. This one you haven't met. No, you're the most magnificent woman in the world. You're the most magnificent woman in the universe. You're the most everything in the universe. Okay, honey, just give me a minute. I mean, it took like 10 minutes for my heart to get back to normal pace, for the adrenaline to start to subside. And I was, well, that was a close one. I mean, he was like in danger of never going to work again, you know? Okay, ladies, raise your hand if you can relate. Thank you. We gotta be the most. By the way, this is the source of our problem with men's pornography. Cavewoman tells us you're going to save her instead of me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. Like, that is so stupid. That is so stupid. Besides, I mean, in the first place, sexual attraction does not ignite the protective instinct. It doesn't do that. There's no connection between protectiveness and sexual attraction. Protectiveness sets in when you care. It's an emotional, spiritual thing. When you care, you become protective. When you're sexually attracted, you just want to have sex with them. Remember, ladies from Understand Men? Period. The end. Nothing more. You guys are turning to stone. No, the guys are fine. The guys are fine. Okay, if you're here with a woman, reach over and take her hand. See, to cave woman, this is Medusa's head. I can't even talk about you as a man being sexually attracted to another woman without her feeling like her life's in danger. That's how scary it is for us. It's terrifying because we've got to out-attract.